Ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor and a privilege, and I'm glad it's me who's doing this, because this means a great deal to me to introduce our next presenter. When I first became president, I started going after sponsorships. My first year convention was 2017, and the first sponsor we got after a hiatus of a couple of years was Vanda Pharmaceuticals. Vanda has been a sponsor of this convention every year of my presidency. This is the fourth time they have increased their level of sponsorship. They have never said, my gosh, we didn't quite get our own 5 minutes on the agenda. They never blamed us. They still came through and sponsored us. And when we asked this year for the virtual convention, they were right there. And to make it even more wonderful, we have had the same presenter with us for the all 4 years, as you've seen her in the exhibit hall, you've seen her in the breakout sessions every year, and she is with us this morning. And it is with deepest heartfelt thanks that I introduce to you Leslie McNeil to speak from Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you, Judy. What a warm welcome. I feel honored to be here. I'm so happy part of your virtual convention this year. I know we're all adjusting to the new norm, but the passion I have for sharing this information has not wavered. And I've always appreciate your warm welcome. Every year it's the same. I look forward to a time when we can get together again in person and we can get to a place where we can actually shake each other's hands. It might be a while for that though. Anyway, very, very happy to be here. And as Judy mentioned, I'm a nurse educator with Vanda, and my role at the company is really just to increase awareness about non-24. I've always believed that knowledge is power. And the more information we know about things, the better place we're all going to be in to make decisions for our own healthcare. I'm not going to talk about treatment at the end of the presentation. If anybody has questions or would like more information about non-24, including information mailed to you, or you want your physician made aware of non-24, or you just have a question that you'd like to ask me privately, my number is 202-853-1091, and feel free to call me. And if you end up getting a voice message, you can leave in the message a best time for me to reach back out to you, and I will do that individually, one-on-one. So I'd like to begin today just asking everybody if maybe to think, if you can recall a time when you felt like you never had a good night's sleep, and maybe for some of you, you can recall a time maybe you had no sleep. And how did it make you feel the next day? Did you feel alert, ready to take on the day, or did it leave you feeling like dozy and sleepy? You know, there's lots of reasons, and I know you're all thinking of them. There's lots of reasons why many of us are unable to get a good night's sleep. I'm just going to name a couple. Medications sometimes people take can impact their ability to fall asleep or maybe make them too sleepy. Stress is, especially now, there's a lot of things that are weighing on our hearts and our minds, and sometimes that impacts our ability to fall asleep. You know, we all have personal experience that informs us how important sleep is for our mental and physical well-being, and how a lack of sleep impacts, you know, concentration, memory, and just our functions in life daily. Disrupted sleep doesn't just affect, though, your overall health, but it can significantly impact your ability to conduct work and your social life. Non-24 is a chronic circadian rhythm disorder. The three key symptoms include the inability to fall asleep at night, inability to maintain quality sleep, and frequent naps or feeling very, very sleepy even during the daytime. But there is some science behind it. So I'm going to first give an overview of the body's timing system. I'll talk about what a circadian rhythm system is and why it's important, and of course, what happens when it's disrupted. That'll lead into what non-24 is and what it stands for, and the prevalence and, of course, the symptoms. So let's just start with understanding the science. A circadian rhythm is a biological rhythm. We all have this inside our bodies. It lasts, on average, a little longer than 24 hours. This is significant because the world we live in runs on an exact time. Past midnight, it's a brand new day, but our body tends to run on average a little longer than 24 hours, and we're all different. Some of you could have a circadian rhythm system that's 24 hours and 10 minutes. I could have one that's 24 hours and 30 minutes. Somebody else could have one that's 24 hours and 2 minutes. The takeaway is we all have them, and on average, they run greater than 24 hours. Now, where do you find them? You find them in every single cell of your body. And inside these cells, they dictate or tell our body what to do at different times of the day or night. And I bet you can think of an example of something that occurs around the same time each day. If you think about it, it's morning, but maybe before when you got up, was it long after you were up that your stomach was growling and you had an appetite for breakfast? Well, appetite is a circadian rhythm, how alert you are. You're probably more alert now than you would be at like 1 o'clock in the morning. Although I sometimes hear of the opposite. So how alert you are, how sleepy you are, these are examples of circadian rhythms. Even our mood and our hormones and our body temperatures fluctuate. Hair and nail growth is another example of circadian rhythms. There's different times when these things occur. So all of these internal processes are examples of circadian rhythms. And they're kept in sync to the external world and really to each other. We are a diurnal species. We're designed to be alert and stay awake during the day, as well as we're supposed to be sleeping and restore our body functions at night. But how does our body manage these rhythms? Well, in an area of our brain, we have what's called the master body clock, and it's responsible for controlling the timing of all circadian rhythms in our body. The official word is actually suprachiasmatic nucleus, but just refer to it as a master body clock. And it's kind of like an air traffic controller in the airport. That's an important job, telling planes when to take off and when to land. Of course, that's not what's going on with our master body clock, but it's just telling all these rhythms when they're supposed to do certain things at different times. And one example is when it's dark outside, the master body clock sends a message to our sleep centers to prepare our body for sleep. But how does it know the time of day? Well, the answer is light, and it can be the sun outside or it can be artificial light. Light is a primary resetting signal for our master body clock. We usually think about the eye as having, you know, one main function, which is vision, but actually the eye has two functions, just like the ear has two functions, balance and hearing. The two functions of the eyes are vision via the rods and the cones, and of course, the circadian component that I'm talking about right now. So when light comes into the eye, it literally travels to the very, very back of the eye behind the retina. There's a specialized group of cells. They're called ganglion cells. Their job is to collect this light information, and it travels up a special nerve pathway to the suprachiasmatic nucleus, or as I refer to it, as a master body clock. That information is broken down and sent to all the cells of our body. Light is needed every day to reset our master body clock, and it erases the extra time from rhythms that run longer than 24 hours. So what this means is all the circadian rhythms in our body, including the timing of sleep, the sleep-wake cycle, are driven by the signals it receives from the master body clock. So what happens if I don't get that signal? Well, remember, I just mentioned everyone has a circadian rhythm. On average, they last a little longer than 24 hours, and we're all different. So let's just say, for example, mine is 24.5 hours. So I will be a half hour out of sync for one day if I had non-24. And the next day, the following day, I'll be out of sync for an hour because the extra 30 minutes is not getting erased. And it continues and continues after 8 days, maybe 4 hours out of sync. So eventually you'll be drifting later and later until your, you know, nights become day and day become night. Essentially, you're upside down in your sleep patterns. So to sum this up, we all have these circadian rhythms throughout our body that last on average 24 hours. And to allow us to synchronize the 24-hour world we live in, the master body clock relies on light from the environment. In the absence of this light, our bodies will run at a speed, really at a speed of our own circadian rhythm, drifting later and later each day. So what's non-24? It's a rare circadian rhythm disorder, and it's chronic. That means it doesn't go away. In its simplest form is when the master body clock is not getting enough or any of that light signals to synchronize itself to a 24-hour day. The master body clock is now running on its own time, which means for a person with non-24, their circadian rhythm, they're no longer in sync with a 24-hour day. With non-24, you experience constant drifting, creating periods of times when you know, you may want to be awake at night and you may want to be sleeping during the day. So who may be affected? Anybody, really. Men, women equally. It's not a gender. It's not gender specific. You can be born with it, or you can acquire it later in life, but it typically manifests itself upon the time of blindness. However, the greatest prevalence is in a totally blind population. Research suggests up to 70% of folks who are totally blind probably have non-24, but anybody can have non-24. Symptoms of non-24, they're typically the three symptoms are difficulty falling asleep at night, difficulty staying asleep at night, and daytime sleepiness. And you can have one or all of these things. Long-time sleep disturbances can negatively impact a person's quality of life. And symptoms do seem similar to other sleep disorders. For example, I know many of you have heard of insomnia, but insomnia can be diagnosed by your doctor. Typically, a person would be complaining of difficulty falling asleep every single night. It's the same thing every night after night after night. They have challenges falling asleep and staying asleep. It's different because that's not the case with non-24. You might have similar symptoms in that you have can't fall asleep and stay asleep, but symptoms come and go because it's a circadian rhythm disorder. Another example would be sleep apnea. That's typically when your breathing starts and stops, and it leads to disruption or causing sleep disturbances, but it's very different than non-24. Non-24, again, is a circadian rhythm disorder where the timing of sleep is disrupted because of a mismatch between your clock and the brain and the environment. And so what really stands apart from these things is the cyclical nature. Symptoms do, in fact, come and go, because when your circadian rhythm is aligned with the external environment, it drives the sleep processes during night and wake during the day. With non-24, the circadian system is driving sleep and wake based on its own timing, which is no longer aligned to the environment. So to sum this up, we all have circadian rhythms inside our body. They last on average a little longer than 24 hours, and we need light to send a signal each day. Without this signal, we will continue to drift until we're upside down in our sleep schedule, where night becomes day and day becomes night, causing very erratic sleep patterns. Three key symptoms are difficulty falling asleep, difficulty staying asleep, and daytime sleepiness. These symptoms can affect a person's quality of life. Some experience these symptoms but choose to power through their day. But if you find it's negatively impacting your quality of life, maybe it's time you look into this or talk to your doctor. I mean, if you want to. Our discussion, again, didn't include, discussion on treatment medication, and that's because of government regulations. But if you're interested in learning more about non-24, including information about treatment, or maybe you just want your doctor to know about it, I can connect with you and we can provide additional learning information about non-24, discuss treatment options if that's what you want, have discussions with your doctor. I can have and coordinate an account manager sharing this information so they can have this information. It might make for a more robust conversation if you want to go back in and have that discussion with your doctor. Again, my number is 202-853-1091, and feel free to call me, and I'm happy to conduct a private one-on-one call with whoever wants to be informed. Okay, thanks very much.
Leslie, this is Judy, and I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and then we will let the audience ask you a couple of questions.
I didn't know whether I was just here and then being muted.
No, you're not muted still. We want you to be here. I want you to actually, because people may not literally hear it correctly, and there may be people, a lot of people in our audience say, oh, I've heard this before. But, sometimes people say, what is she saying? 924, non-24. So would you spell that for people?
Would I spell it?
Yeah.
Non would be your clock is no longer running on a 24-hour cycle, day-night cycle. So that's why the abbreviation is non, non-24. But that's just really an abbreviation for the term, which is non-24 circadian sleep-wake disorder.
Yes. No, circadian. I just wanted to make sure people absolutely knew, and maybe and there is a website, correct?
Yeah, I had shared non. In fact, I had provided that to Sarah. I think she has that.
Oh, good. Non-24.org. Is it, am I putting you on the spot? Can you tell us that website?
Info.com.
So, I'm sorry. So, I don't want to confuse things, but what is that website again?
All right, Judy. The audio books, I don't know if you've had them in front of it, they have them on the back of it also, but it's at www.non24info.com.
Okay. That was that was what I wanted.
Okay,
now,
sorry.
And we do have time for a question or two if people would, if anyone's raising their
hand. I didn't want to ask for anybody's number. I've done smaller presentations virtually. And actually, if there are some people from different chapters that would like me to do that, I can conduct them with their particular chapter. And that's why I provided my number. But because it's a lot of people and I don't think we should be sharing numbers, I wanted to share my number. But if anybody wants to call or reach out to me and leave a message is the best time to me to reach back out to them. That's why I shared my number.
I just thought, though, if people right this minute have a question, nobody's going to give out their phone number. So
no,
but we
will. I don't want to.
We'll
yeah.
see if there's Katie. Is there any raised hand for
yes,
people that might have a question for Leslie? So Leslie,
yes, so
we will take some questions for you.
So okay. Margie, you should be ready to talk.
And Christy, you can be next.
Yep. All right. So why don't we go on to the next person, and we will. Give Margie a second to unmute herself.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, Christy.
Okay. So I know that being older, it's more difficult for people who are over the age of 65. And so I have struggled with this forever. And I remember being a little girl struggling with it. So I was so happy when I got diagnosed. But one of my doctors was telling me to buy lights. And I just don't know about that. And I don't know about, and I've talked with you before. I don't know about what other kinds of treatment is out there for those of us who are older and can't take the medication, the meltasium.
Yeah, I can't talk about treatment. It's a government regulation. I can connect you with a healthcare educator. You can call me after, and she can talk about treatment. I'm here just really. Educational purposes only. And actually the best person to talk about your healthcare is your doctor. They know your health history. So they know what you should and shouldn't be taking based on your health history. So that would be the person to have a discussion with. I don't know if anybody from our company ever went out, you know, I don't know. Virtual, it's pretty hard for me to just recall your name, but I believe you probably had a conversation if I had maybe shared this and did a program at one of your local chapters. I'm not sure. But if one of our account managers went out and talked to your doctor, that might be helpful if that hasn't happened.
Yeah, I'm the one who had the labradoodle.
You don't have any labradoodles? No, I don't. I can't recall. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I
am sorry. Here.
Yes, next
Thank
we
you.
Have Sheila. So
I
Sheila. Yes,
Margie,
we can hear you.
Is unmuted.
Margie.
Yeah, we had Margie
first.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank
so
you.
Margie,
thank
go
you.
Ahead if you.
Thank you, and thank you for the presentation. I don't know if you can answer this. Might be a clinical question, but I have a two-part question. One is one of the side effects still respiratory infections? I could not take it because of that. I had repeated respiratory infection. My other question, and then I will mute, is are you guys still helping with the copay? Thank you.
I she cut out there. I didn't get to hear the last bit of what
the you second said. Part was, are you still helping with the copay?
So these are great questions, and I appreciate the questions. But the only way that I can get them for you is connecting you with a healthcare educator, because she's the one who talks about those things. I'm not able to do that.
Okay.
All right. And then Sheila?
I don't know if I'm still unmuted. What?
You're right. You're there.
Okay. The only thing that's ever bugged me about this is I've heard of studies where they've figured out that the skin recognizes light as well and can even recognize light from devices. And this was one of those studies that said, you know, you weren't supposed to have cell phones near you at night because you'll screw up your sleep or whatever. Why is it that the assumption is that only the light through the eye can help with this?
It's just the primary signal. There doesn't mean there's not secondary signals, but it's a primary signal that is needed to synchronize your body's clock with the environmental clock. That's what came out of the studies that were done.
Are there any other questions, Katie?
Christy on the panel had a hand.
We have one more hand that's up as well. Yeah. Can we take the attendee?
Yes.
We have Alan Ramos. So you should be allowed to talk now.
You'll need to unmute, Alan.
Alan, yes.
Alan, there'll be an unmute button near the bottom of your...
I'm unmuted. I'm
there
on the
you
computer.
Are. There
yes,
you are.
I'd like to know, what are the symptoms of non-24-hour disorder?
The symptoms?
Yes.
It is difficulty. It's falling asleep at night when you want to and staying asleep. So it sometimes folks think it's insomnia, but it's different from insomnia, which is ongoing every single night. Symptoms come and go with. So when your body's clock is aligned with the environmental clock, you don't even notice that you have symptoms. You have no problem going to sleep when you want to go to sleep. So it's difficulty falling asleep, difficulty staying asleep, and having an overwhelming desire to sleep during the daytime. It's possible to have all of these things. And symptoms come and go. Remember, because if your body's clock is aligned with the environmental clock, you're not going to be complaining. You're going to have no issues going to sleep. But if you're not able to synchronize your clock, you're going to constantly drift until you're eventually upside down again. And that's when symptoms are most apparent to you, that's when you notice those challenges, falling asleep at night, when you want to go to sleep. Maybe you got to get up for work the next day. You're trying to go to sleep and it's like 11 o'clock at night, but your body thinks it's 11 o'clock in the morning, for example. You're going to have a hard time falling asleep. And, you know, your body may think you're taking a daytime nap when you eventually fall asleep. You might only sleep for a few hours. Now you're walking around the house. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. And you know you got to get up to work the next day or whatever it is you're doing the next day. And you're frustrated because you can't fall asleep. You're just very much awake. And then when you get to the next day, this is when you might experience like the desire to go to sleep. Thinking your body thinks it's like, for example, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, thinks it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You might even catch yourself nodding off and trying to have a nap. So it can be really impactful with folks that have this. I mean, it really is upsetting with their work and their life balance, for sure.
Okay, then someone on the panel had a question. Did I understand that somebody from the panel?
She did, but she hasn't.
Yes, we have. Yeah. We have some more attendees, too, who have some questions if you'd like to keep taking
them. I think we can only take one more question.
All right. So I am going to allow Terry McDonald to talk. Terry? Need to unmute. Okay.
We can
hear you.
You can hear me. Oh, okay. Again, I'm Terry McDonald, and I still have some light perception. However, I can't stay asleep at night. I'm every 2 hours I'm awake again, and I feel like very tired sometime in the late afternoon. Is that typical, or is that age related? I don't know.
So Terry, the best thing you could do, the best thing you could do for yourself is if you heard, I don't know, other folks talk of, I have myself heard, but their doctors recommend them writing down, keeping a sleep journal, writing down when you fall asleep at night and when you wake up, and if you're napping during the day, and just start tracking it. It's a nice talking point to take into your doctor and share with them as far as what's going on with your sleep. I'm not here, the best person again, to determine whether you have non-24 would be your doctor. I don't know if you've had a conversation with your doctor, but if you want to connect with me privately after, I can certainly talk to you individually about this later.
Okay. And thank you for your presentation.
Okay. Sorry? If you would give your phone number one more time, Leslie, because again, all of you with your hands raised, really the best way to get further help is to call Leslie, and then she can put you in touch with somebody to speak with you privately. So Leslie, absolutely. Could you give out that number one more time?
Absolutely. 202-853-1091. And can I just say, leave a message. If I can't pick up the phone right away, leave a message at the best with your name and your number and the best time for me to reach you. Because right now we're in the middle of this convention, so it's not appropriate for me to be reaching back out to you. But you can call, leave me a message, and I will follow up.
And this is Sarah, and I'd just like to add that I do have the website posted on the CCB Facebook page. So you can also go there and click on the link to get more information.
And let's put out an announcement to our list with Leslie's contact information.
Okay, we can do that for sure.
Thanks, Sarah.
No problem.
Leslie, I can't thank you enough for your presentation. As always, it's just wonderful to have a partnership with Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
My pleasure. Thank you, Judy. Enjoy the rest of your convention.
Thank you. Well, we'll see if we enjoy it because we're now coming up to what we've been preparing for. But before we do that, I have to stall a little more. Let's have another door prize.
Okay. And the lucky number is 31, which is Cody Meyer.
Lucky Cody. I believe Cody is a student.
Cody is a member of the Contra Costa chapter.
Oh, that's where I've seen it. He's a delegate, an alternate delegate.
He's the alternate delegate for the Contra Costa
chapter. Woohoo, Cody!
I knew I'd seen the name recently, so that's great.